Hello and welcome to Soundbite, the Daily's weekly podcast. I'm Kendra Hanna. Today I'll be talking to Yamus Lee, who went to the largest immigration detention center on the West Coast to cover an immigration rights tribunal there. And then we'll hear from Emma Buren, who wrote about the new MOMO map for the UW's Botanic Gardens. Keep listening. Yamus Lee is a writer at The Daily, and she visited a tribunal at the Northwest Detention Center. The Northwest Detention Center is one of the biggest immigration prisons in the U.S. It's the biggest one on the West Coast, with 1,500 beds. But a lot of people living on the Northwest don't know that there's this huge immigration prison right in their backyard.
I wanted to write about this because this is an issue that is kind of transparent and no one really knows about it.
The grassroots group Northwest Detention Center Resistance held a people's tribunal outside the prison in Tacoma. The tribunal had a panel of judges who were activists and academics.
So basically, the judges are self-selected, and they're people of qualifying backgrounds. So for this tribunal, there are lawyers and professors and people who are educated on this topic. And basically, they reach a judgment on the conditions of, like, the problem. So they sent their judgment to the legislators in Olympia.
Yamus got to go inside the detention center and talk to some of the people there via translator. These were people who had been living in the U.S. undocumented. They were mostly from South and Central America. Detainees are in the prison somewhere between weeks and years, waiting to be deported.
We got to interview some detainees and just record their accounts and their experiences inside the prison and also the experience of the whole process of being incarcerated. And it was very eye-opening to just be there and listen to their stories.
Yama said that conditions in the prison seemed rough.
You see in the movies that the conditions aren't that bad, so I thought we were going to be seated at a table visitation, like a visitation center with tables everywhere. But we actually went into a small, like, corridor of a room with telephone booths, and like it was very like vandalized by like just crayons and stuff.
She had trouble finding the person she was going to interview. She interviewed him through a window and used a telephone on the wall so they could hear each other.
By the time we finally got to interview him, the telephone didn't work. Like, we had to communicate through two telephone booths because one of them, we could hear the interviewee, but he couldn't hear us. And then on the other one, he could hear us, but we couldn't hear him. So we had to switch back and forth.
Detainees complained that the detention center was run down, that they weren't getting enough food, and that the food they were getting tasted like soap.
It was very raw. Like in the article, you only read about the concerns of the facility and the misconducts enacted by the Northwest Detention Center, but you don't read about the stories of the inmates and how they're just regular people like you, and like they are no different from your family except that they don't have the status of a U.S. citizen. And I think many people, they fail to realize that these are real people with real stories, and like that it's a real problem and that we need to do something about it. We can't just let this go on. One of the courses at the UW that helps this cause is hosted by the UW's International Human Rights Clinic, and it's to educate students on global issues and such. And it is working with the NWDC Resistance to create an international tribunal that will hopefully attract the attention of the United Nations. And so the People's Tribunal in Tacoma was just a subtle step.
For more on this story, check out the article at our website, dailyuw.com. UW's Botanic Gardens recently put out a new mobile map. It allows users to find their way through Washington Park Arboretum, but also learn more about the park's plant life. Emma Buren is here to tell us more.
So what the map is it's a mobile map, so you can access it from your phone. It's not an app, though, which is important to remember. So you have to go to the UW Botanic Gardens website and then just open the map. And the way it works is it accesses your phone's GPS and allows you to orient yourself in the Washington Park Arboretum, which is good because the arboretum is really big and there's a lot of trees and shrubbery and, you know, little lake paths. So it can be easy to get lost. And once you're standing in front of trees, sometimes you can't always see what the card is for, like, which plant. It can be hard to identify. So having the mobile map is helpful because not only does it tell you where you are, it also shows you what type of plants are in your vicinity. So if you're standing in front of this really big tree and you want to know what the tree is, you can look on the phone map and it's like, oh, you're standing in front of, you know, this giant oak tree or something like that. What happened was originally, obviously the Arboretum is pretty old. Originally it was just a bunch of paper everywhere. And so it had these huge maps. With little lake, and everything was done in pencil, right? Because they would move the plants around and change things, write in new plants, take plants out. And it was just in pencil, and it was this gigantic map. And then around a couple years ago, actually, they started to move over to a computer database. And the original database was BGBase, which stands for Botanic Gardens Database. And what that involved was a lot of surveying because they had the paper maps, but they didn't have any like official like geographic coordinates, I guess you could say. So they had to confirm that these were where things actually were. And then they had to put it all into the computer and set up a database that way. And so that took a while, and that was what led to the creation of the desktop lab or the desktop webpage, which is really similar to the mobile map. It's just for desktop computers instead. They did that one first because the grant they had received gave them a certain amount of money and a time span to do this. And the people in charge of the grant, or in charge of moving over from paper to BGBase, and then the desktop, decided that it was more important to have it on a desktop because that way it was easier to use for like the staff as well. And also it allowed you to do more planning tools, like mapping out your route. Like, so for example, on the desktop map, you can actually draw out like your route on the map and then print it out. And there's a lot of other features as well, like different layers that you can use. So you can see like which memorial benches are where, like you can turn that layer on and off and see where the benches are and other things as well. So they originally made the desktop map. And then about 2 years ago, they received grant money from the Northwest Horticultural Society. And that was to make the mobile map, which then in turn allows visitors now to kind of walk around and see and orient themselves and look at the plants. It's a fairly new tool, so mostly it's been getting the word out there and having people know that it's available. I know a lot of people do use the desktop map, particularly like staff actually will use the desktop map for different things. There was talk about actually getting rid of the desktop map at one point in favor of the mobile map, and one staff member was like, no, like you cannot do this. I use the desktop map all the time, like we have to keep both. Incidentally, both are connected to like the same server, so when one updates, the other updates also, so that's nice. And I think also it's really fun to use it to look at the different plants that you're standing in front of. On top of just identifying the plants that you're around, it also allows you to Google search the plants, so it'll take you to actual pictures of the plants on like Google Images, so then you can see what the plants are supposed to look like. It also tells you where they're from, so if the plant was acquired in China, you can see that on the map, and you can also search by plant colors, etc. So it kind of, I think it allows the visitor to have a little bit more fun with their experience because it's a type of fun where you know a little bit more about what's going on versus just admiring the plants.
Okay, I am in the Washington Park Arboretum. And so I'm going to mess around with this map. I'm next to what is called an English oak. It is native to Europe, North Africa, and Asia Minor. So I'm going to Google image search it. Yeah, it's a big old tree. Well, that's cool. Okay, I'm gonna get out of here because it is raining right now, which it always is raining, but it's raining especially a lot now. Hello, ducks. Ducks, I'm recording you. next to a pond.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Soundbite, the Daily's weekly podcast. I'm Kendra Hanna. You can call the number 929-376-8632 and let me know any ideas, concerns, and thoughts on what you want from the show. And if you want to leave me a recurring dream from your childhood, that would also be okay. We have more episodes online at soundcloud.com/thedaily. You can follow us there and also on Twitter. Email me at podcast@dailyudub.com. Thanks for listening.